And it was here that I became deeply steeped in the stories of Thailand, really. The stories, because Lumpur had been with Lumpur Cha for so long, and other Thai monks were here, and some senior monks came and went as well. And so the possibility of going to Thailand really became kind of brightened in my picture. And that turned, and I was encouraged to do so by Lumpur, by Ajahn Amaro, and by many of the friends that I had here. And so off I went in December of that year, at the end of my year here at Bayagiri. I accompanied Lumpur Pisano to Thailand. And the first, you know, you land in Bangkok, and, you know, I don't know what to expect. And Lumpur, we got our bags and everything. And all of a sudden, there's this woman, this Thai woman, and she's just beside herself with faith and pleasure and just joy at seeing Lumpur. And she's bowing right there on the tile and in Suvarnabhumi, and Lumpur just taking it all in. It's completely sabai. Just got his beautiful little smile on his face, and oh, how are you? Nice to see you again. And off we go. So that was my introduction to the quality of the expressive quality of faith and joy that one finds in Thailand when you're right in the heartland in a sense. Of course, I had seen wonderful Thais here over the year, and there are certainly and still are Thais that come to Birkin, as well as Sri Lankans and others. But being in Thailand and just seeing this in its place was, for a, you know, a kind of conservative Canadian guy from a small town in BC, I mean, it was still a little bit, this is new. Those first few weeks traveling with Lumpur in Thailand were interesting in that he seemed to have energy for everything, and the days were utterly packed. We went from one event to another, from one meal offering to a tea somewhere else, to a talk here, and partial day retreat to this group here, and on and on. Finally, I landed at Wat Nanachat. Everywhere we went, Lumpur was greeted with reverence, with respect, and appreciation, and made his mark, and spoke in the Thai language, and I didn't understand any of it.